At a recent Deming City Council meeting, the council and Mayor Andres Silva passed a resolution to support the Southwest New Mexico Regional Water Supply Project. The project is designed to divert water from the Gila San Francisco Water Basin to Hidalgo, Catron, Luna, and Grand Counties. Under this plan, Doña Ana County would be excluded. At stake are 14,000 annual acre-feet of water and $162 million in funding to the four-county region from the federal government. According to Mayor Silva, Senator John Arthur Smith's legislative proposal was designed to get the counties of Hidalgo, Catron, Luna, and Grant to come up with a solution, or else the senator will move forward with his proposal, something Mayor Silva does not want to see happen.
Senator Smith has come in and proposed something at the state legislature to try to move us along so that we could have a certain plan in place, all four counties working together. So it's going to guarantee water in this four-county region for years to come for our county. So it's a great benefit to the area.
So this water that currently you're looking to divert to these four counties is the water that's currently going to Arizona?
That is correct. Now, what's happening right now is this settlement actually says that we have to come up with some water projects. And so there have been many different projects that have been proposed. Deming proposed this Southwest project, more of a regional approach, to be able to use the water, utilize the water, and utilize the funds available for that. And it looks like the region is getting on board with this project and going to probably back this project up, as well as, you know, going and submitting their own projects as well.
There's a little over a year to go before New Mexico makes a decision on the use of the Arizona Water Settlement Act funds and the Gila San Francisco River water. While Mayor Silva coordinates his efforts with Hidalgo, Catron, Luna, and Grand Counties to support the Southwest New Mexico Regional Water Supply Project, the Gila Conservation Coalition is stepping up its campaign to oppose the plan. Recently, the coalition took out a newspaper ad accusing officials of holding secret meetings and backroom deals. As the drought continues, it appears that the battle for the flow of water will be fought on many fronts. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.